This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even after Felix and Catherine and five-ish minutes of talking about it, there is still a question or two to be asked about the jobs report we got this morning. Actually, there are a whole bunch of questions to be asked, but hey, it's only a half an hour program, so we are going to tackle this one. With the end of the Great Recession, as Felix mentioned, now almost 7 years in the rearview mirror, an important but often overlooked reality, by the way, what should we legitimately be expecting job creations-wise from this economy? From our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that one.
Most of the economists I talked to today offered some version of 38,000? Nah, probably not right. Including Nariman Baravesh at IHS.
The May number looks too weak. In other words, it looks like it's a bit of a fluke and there's some special factors.
But Baravesh is quick to acknowledge there has been a significant slowdown in the job market, what he calls payback for slowing economic growth overall. Consider, since March, we've added just 120,000 jobs a month on average. For the previous year, it was twice that. But Andrew Chamberlain at online job site Glassdoor thinks this is probably the new normal, with unemployment so low at 4.7%.
As the economy reaches full employment, we just don't need to generate as many jobs. To keep the unemployment rate steady, we only need about 90,000 jobs. People should start getting used to a jobs report closer to 100,000 new jobs rather than the 250,000 we maybe saw 2 years ago.
Andrew Stettner is at the Progressive Century Foundation. He warns if this is the new normal, it's going to leave behind a lot of folks who haven't seen much of a jobs boom yet. Discouraged and dropped out workers, part-timers, the long-term unemployed, teens, and new college grads.
What I'm concerned about right now is, have we reached a point of treading water? Do firms kind of have the people they need to deal with the level of demand? You know, this is as good as what we get, but it feels very disappointing.
Now, Nariman Baravesh thinks this is more of a pause, and with the economy already rebounding, we could add 150,000 to 200,000 jobs a month again by later this year. If he's wrong, it's going to be a long, not very upbeat summer. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.